Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
2.9, Claire, we're on a birthday boat.
Yay! We have set sail this morning on the morning of your birthday.
It is my birthday officially. It was your birthday on Sunday. Grab one of those mugs because we already have a challenge.
Cheers.
Cheers. This clearly says what happens on the river stays on the river. Yet we're doing our show on the radio.
We are breaking the vow of these
4 hours of just pure what happens on the river happens on your radio. That's how it's going to go this morning.
Exactly. We're going to bring you all of the action.
Yes.
All the shenanigans. We've got lots of big plans. Tony Milan is going to stop by and teach us how to be boat.
I think boat life.
Boat life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen the back of people's cars that says salt life, and I still don't understand what that is.
I don't get it.
But boat life, I will understand after Tony Milan runs us through some boat life lessons.
I can't wait to ingest all that he has to teach us.
I don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know either. Like the exercises, I don't know.
We also moved houseboats. We're down from our original invitation, but what I like about this is we are perched higher. We're actually on top of a garage that has a pontoon, and this is called a patio. It's not a patio.
Oh, it's a patio.
We're on the patio.
We are on the patio
yes.
deck.
Got yes. patio lights going on. The coffee is brewed as we are watching the sunrise in the direction that way.
East. It's always east.
Even on the river?
For the love.
Is that true? Even on the river?
No matter where we broadcast from, the sun always in the east.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It is absolutely. It's going to be bananas out here.
So we already have the homeowners are here. I'm just watching, like, this just looks like the perfect morning.
They
got a cup of coffee.
All you need is a nice
they've got
hot
a potted
cup of
plant. What a life.
Exactly. It's very chill.
Yeah.
Boat life is laid back. I'm so glad that we're a part of it. And on our birthdays.
Does this feel good for you since you just came from a water-based vacation?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is perfect because this is home water life. You know, like at the ocean, you get all the salt and there's crabs and all
yeah,
of that.
If I don't like two things about the ocean, it's salt and crabs.
Those are
my list of things I hate about the ocean. Salt and crabs
salt
are one,
and crab.
One and 1A.
But this... This is more, you know, Iowa water life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's at a pace we both can enjoy.
A little more fresh
All
water.
All of us can enjoy, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that location, I don't think I mentioned. We're in the Ellis Boat Harbor, specifically.
We are, yes.
We are abutted by Ellis Park. We've got the golf course behind us, Manhattan Pond, which I learned used to be popular
what?
With the ice skaters. And then we've got Robbins Lake. Oh, they gave me the whole geography of this place yesterday when we were setting up.
This is so great. We can kind of absorb a little bit more of Cedar Rapids that I didn't even know about. This little corner of Cedar River.
Yes. No, this is the diamond in the rough from
yes.
Aladdin. It's sparkling. People just overlook it sometimes.
I know. I'm
right.
like Kitty Corner from Shakespeare Park. And
yes.
yes.
Oh, I forgot about Shakespeare Park, too. Yeah.
So
So we're going to bring – it's a day in the life – of what it's like to be down here, live down here, recreate down here, celebrate our birthdays down here. It's going to be a ton of fun, and thanks for everybody. 4 hours of being on a boat this morning. Let's get this thing on the road.
Absolutely.
Let's get this thing on the water.
Let's get it on the water.
That's how they say it
yes,
around here.
Yes, exactly. And are you aware of the latest cooking trend on social media?
Tell me what it is, then I'll say yes or no.
Good news. You might already be doing it.
What is it?
It's water-based cooking.
That's a cooking trend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Water-based, like sous vide.
Sous vide.
Sous vide. What is
it? Yeah.
Well, that's just boiling.
It's just boiling water.
It's just boiling.
It's just boiling things in water. Liquids.
You're looking at a kid who grew up on boiled hot dogs.
Exactly.
Yes.
So yes, you are aware
I understand
of
water-based cooking.
Well, it's a new thing on TikTok.
Oh God.
It's so good for you. You won't believe some of the benefits.
Tell me more.
Your stomach will be thriving.
Thank
you. You will recover from illness overnight.
What?
It's so much better for you. You will reverse signs of aging if you boil food.
Give me a break.
This is Come on, you guys.
Who's saying this?
It's just people.
No,
on the
it's
internet.
Not who's saying it. Who's falling for it?
Kids.
Stop it, kids.
Kids. They don't know.
They don't know any better.
That's how you make macaroni and cheese.
That's how you make soup.
That's how you make soup. Yes, yes. We've just discovered water-based cooking. We've rediscovered soup, ladies and gentlemen. We did it.
I was so excited for a water-based Taste of Tuesday, but I don't know now.
I don't think you want to do
We've
this.
Already done
we're
it.
We're just going to boil hot dogs, mac and cheese, and we made soup.
Hey, as long as we're watching Lawrence Welk later, you just took me back to my grade school days. That sounds fantastic.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Live on our birthday boat. I'm just going to, I don't know if I should have them shout at us because it's early in the morning. Yeah, but I keep getting confused. To the owners outside the screen porch, is this a houseboat or a boat house?
It's a boat house.
Okay, I was saying it wrong for a long, long time.
How are we getting it wrong? A houseboat or a boat house? What's...
If we're going to have a conversation with them, we should bring one of them in.
I guess we'll learn preferences.
Maybe Tony Milan can break that down for us.
That would be so helpful.
Yeah. That'll be good to know.
That'll teach us a lot.
We're learning a lot just about the area. I think part of this area, Cedar Rapids takes for granted, for one, right?
Absolutely. And there's so much that you don't know about it.
Well, I just blew your mind that we've got Manhattan Pond, which used to be like the ice skating capital of Iowa.
Didn't know that.
If you talk to a lot of the legacy families of Cedar Rapids, they'll go back like, yeah, so-and-so skated here. My family used to do – there used to be an ice house, Claire.
Across the river
where they would cut blocks of ice out of the river, straight
just
up frozen.
Just like Sven?
Just like Sven and Frozen. And then down the river, they would have ice for sale.
Yes, Kristoff was technically doing it, but Sven helped.
Sven had to haul it. It wasn't all Kristoff. You need a talking reindeer if
Absolutely.
You're going to move big blocks of ice.
Yeah, all the credit to Sven. Sorry, Kristoff.
I think most people know, we have where the dragon boat races used to be, or the cardboard boat regatta in Robbins Lake. They do the big Boys and Girls Club fishing. But the boat harbor here, and where all of these houseboats are, I think it just people are like, oh, I drove by that. Didn't think about it.
I know. It's not something that you really stop and think about.
No.
But it's such a great historic part of Cedar Rapids.
Yeah. And basically, we are just hanging out. It's like any other little suburb or housing development in Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. This just happens to be on the water.
We're having a block party this morning. And the happens to be on the
water. It's a wet block.
Yes.
But it is a block. Nonetheless.
How cool is that?
It's very cool. And it's going to be a morning full of cool things. The plan is to put producer Ben out on the river on a pontoon. And if he doesn't sink, then you and I will also go out on the river. So he's going to test it first.
I think that it's like we're seeing if he's a witch. I don't know if he will make it.
We're going to dunk him. And if he – how did – that? Yeah, that it ends badly for him either way.
Yeah, if he swims, that's bad. If he does, if he sinks, then it's like
he's got the devil in him. We're going to Salem Witch Trial producer Ben.
I guess he was cool.
Ah, dang it. Had we known.
We're going to get in so much trouble when we go back to work.
Yeah, I know. Well, there'll be extra room in the van. That's good. Although with all the food they've brought for us, we'll need extra seat anyway.
That's true, for carrying that back. We will need room for the food. Sorry, Ben.
All right. We're enjoying our time on our birthday boat on a house. Nope, boathouse.
Boathouse.
I'll get it. I got 4 hours to get it right.
Boathouse.
I got 4 hours to get
boathouse.
It right.
Boathouse. We'll get this.
It's the Morning Scramble on a boathouse. On Z102.9.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Nearly 2,000 Iowa National Guard members are deploying to the Middle East this week to aid in Operation Inherent Resolve. It's a mission to defeat ISIS both in Iraq and Syria. The Iowa National Guard is sending, with 2,000 Guard members going, they're having 24 separate send-off ceremonies from today through Friday.
24?
Yeah. Because you've got platoons of a couple hundred here and a couple hundred there. So this is, of course, for our family and community members to say bon voyage to their loved ones. 502 of this 2,000 is in Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, Iowa City, and Waterloo.
Oh, my goodness.
Iowa City's having a send-off ceremony today. Cedar Rapids has one tomorrow and, again, also coming up on Friday.
Wow. That's a lot.
Iowa's unemployment system went offline today to make way for a revamped system debuting June 3rd. So starting on, Monday, June 3rd, Iowans will use iowaworks.gov as a centralized hub for filing unemployment claims, participating in reemployment activities, and job searching. I had to go through this. I used to work at a manufacturing facility, and there was a downturn, and half the force got laid off in like one morning. It was that smacks you in the face.
Absolutely.
And it is a bit of a system to navigate. You've got to understand how to apply, and both for your benefits, and then you've got a required number of times you have to look for work.
Right.
And then you have to prove that you look for work.
Yeah.
And you got to report back on how those are going. It was a system, and there was multiple websites, and then you had to organize how you were going to get your benefits to you. This compiles it into one location, kind of one hub.
That's nice.
Yeah. Our workforce development's been working on this by providing resources and instructions so people who are currently on the system, they don't want any delay in their payments. They've been working on this for several years. If for some reason, because the unemployment system's down, you can retroactively apply next week.
Okay.
For anything you would have claimed this week.
This week, okay.
Yes. Let's get to what's got us feeling. All right. So if I said Megan Gustafson, you would think?
Basketball.
Hawkeye superstar.
Absolutely.
Went on to the WNBA, then went to
LA. Well, she was
in Spain.
Overseas in Spain.
She was in the Olympics, right?
Perhaps. Maybe.
I don't recall. If she did, I think it was for an international team, but she did play internationally.
Yes.
Curly now is with LA or Las Vegas. LA? It's an L term.
It's definitely L.
Well, we're adding something to her resume. We are adding author, and specifically kids author. She is releasing a book called Pancake's Passport. Pancake is her dog.
Oh my gosh.
He's a Yorkie.
Oh, he's
and
cute.
It's a story about all of the places they have traveled together internationally.
How fun.
The cover just dropped yesterday. It's absolutely adorable. I don't know. She illustrated Megan is adorable, and then illustrated Corgi Pancake is doubly adorable. And the book itself is coming out on August the 20th. Just in time for Pancake's 6th birthday.
Oh, that's adorable.
So be on the lookout for Pancake's Passport. It's a new children's book from Hawkeye standouts, WNBA player Megan Gustafson. And that's got us feeling all right.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
We are live on a boathouse. It's our birthday boat, Claire.
Yay, the birthday boat has set sail. And I don't know. It's just everything's a little bit more beautiful on a boathouse.
A little more laid back? A little more beautiful?
Yeah.
Ben, can we turn around now?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Go for it.
Three,
all
two,
right.
One. Or just
what's
go.
Happening behind us, guys?
So we wanted to have, here's a birthday cake made.
Oh, wow.
Homemade birthday cake.
That's German chocolate cake. It's my favorite.
Is. Wow.
Did you talk to Shannon?
Yep. Shannon said what your favorite birthday cake was. And we just wanted to thank you so much for coming out here today and spending your birthday with us. We wanted to sing a little birthday song for you. So
oh, okay.
There's going to be singing.
They're singing, Claire. It's like we're in Vegas.
Okay. What do you
look like first?
And a one and a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is the quick version. It's the version
happy
everybody knows.
Birthday, Claire and Eric.
Claire and Eric.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
What up, big fella?
Go.
Oh my God, you can't even blow out three candles.
As I'm getting older, my lung capacity is getting smaller. Wow, that's why I stood up, so I could breathe and blow out three candles.
You needed more lung capacity.
Yeah, one for every decade. I'm 30 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. You don't look a day over 29.
Kirsten, thank you
good
for
morning.
Inviting us down.
You
thank
invited
you so
us.
Much.
As yeah. soon as we started talking about this, I think this was in the depths of winter.
It was. It's on our vision board. We want to do the show on a boat, and all of a sudden, I get a Facebook message like, my boathouse. Got it right.
Yes.
Come down to my boathouse. We're like, let's make this happen, and here we are.
Thank you so much for coming down here and spending your birthdays. It makes it really special. It's the Boat Harbor. We're a neighborhood association. It's a community. It's a great place for the people of Cedar Rapids, Linn County, the whole area can come. There's fishing nearby. People get their canoes, their boats, their whatever, and just really enjoy community and really enjoy time here at the river. And you know, you guys come in here for your birthday makes it so special and can't wait to go out on the boats. And we've already got the life jackets checked for you and everything set.
Thank you. For safety first, second, and third.
Yes.
I didn't realize the history of this area, too, though, because you said you grew up.
I came down here several times. So Jerry and Kay Copeland, an amazing family. There's a lot of other families here as well. The Cortez family, the Hansons, the Terry and Becky, everyone, just Don and Dee and just... We've got such great people here looking out for each other. And when I came down here as a young kid, I just thought it was magic. We had so much fun and people really watched out for each other. And then there was a boathouse that came available and John told me about it and I jumped on it. not really jumped on it, but we bought it, and yeah, and just really happy to be a part of this.
It's called
community.
Squatter's Rights.
She calmly walked aboard.
I think what this whole scenario reminds me of is if you grew up in a slightly smaller town, everybody looks out for each other, everybody's garage is always open, and their door is always open.
Community.
And you know what? You already know what's in my fridge, because come in and grab something.
Yes, help
and
yourself.
That's just been the vibe we've noticed, and we've been, I mean, to pull this off, it's been about a 4 meetings down here to make sure we got the equipment, and everybody has just been so generous with their time and location.
All hands on deck. Everybody's like, well, here, what do I have that I can help you guys pull this off? It's been so cool to be a part of.
Yeah, Kirsten's phone is just full of everybody's front door codes, right? She knows how to get into all of the houses.
She's got all the secrets.
She does.
The doors.
But yes.
You know, I do have to say, for just a minute, for any of the listeners out there, it is so special, not only that Eric and Claire, you guys came to spend your birthday here with us, but, you know, the smiles, the joy you bring people in the morning, you really start our days off right, and you're local, and that really means something, that you're connected to our community. I know Claire's grandma-in-law real well.
wife, because you got me a German
Shannon, and, and that really matters. And so I guess I just want to say a big, huge thank you for, on behalf of the listeners and everyone here today, that, you know, you guys really make community happen, and you make it happen here, and just couldn't be more grateful. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. And yeah. Well, it's our community with us.
Our belief
is,
we
haven't gotten to be a part of it before.
Our town runs through the show, and our show runs through the town, and they should be interconnected. And we, for a town that has a river that runs through it, we sadly do a very good job of turning our backs to it. And I would just like to see more of, like, looking at
this
and
is
embracing.
Such a great community embracing.
Yeah.
River,
yeah. And it's downtown is great, and we're doing a lot of stuff there. But, you know, to get out here and just in the hour we've been out here, the birds are chirping. This has been a beautiful morning.
Beautiful.
And looking forward to the next couple of hours. I'm hoping there's more cake and mimosas.
There's definitely more cake. There's donuts.
There's
mimosas,
no more mimosas.
Coffee.
It's all in Ben's cup. That's where it went.
Well, Ben needed something.
Ben needed
today.
I did. Yeah. Take the edge off.
Yeah, he's
Ben.
Like, this poor guy's got to work with these two every morning.
Set it all up.
And now, a pop culture update we like to call Z Sleaze with Claire.
Thank you very much. We have a development in the Diddy trial.
And was this the pregnancy thing?
This is a pregnancy. Yeah. The star witness, Cassie Ventura, actually was just rushed to a New York hospital in the labor and delivery unit. She was quite pregnant when she testified.
I remember they put her on the stand first because of this.
Yes.
I didn't know how far along she was.
She was very far along, it turns out. She and her husband are expecting their third child together. So right after she gave her testimony, now she is in labor and delivery.
She gave testimony, she gave birth.
Yes.
That's the order.
About to give birth. So
Wow.
Yeah. Dramatic. Dramatic.
Were they done? They were
done
with her on the stand.
Yes.
But
yes.
She's
given her testimony.
The defense, though, I've watched a lot of Law and Order, can bring her back, though, right?
They can.
I know how this works.
Oh,
I'm a radio lawyer.
I hope that they already, you know, took turns and asked all the questions so she can focus on what she needs
to
focus
on. Maybe she'll be on the stand holding a baby. We don't know.
Maybe. The good news for Todd and Julie Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. The reality stars have been pardoned by President Trump.
I thought the pardons usually came at the end of the term, right?
Yeah, but apparently
we already got one out.
They've
been out of the gates only May.
Suffering behind bars after the two of them were convicted in 2022 of falsifying documents to secure $30 million in fraudulent loans.
So they were prosecuted.
Yes.
And found guilty. And
found
put
guilty.
In jail. And now they're free.
Also guilty of tax evasion.
Oh, okay.
Todd was sentenced to 12 years. Julie got 7. They were ordered to pay $17.8 million in restitution. But apparently they are going to be free and clear.
So if I was playing Monopoly, they just got to get out of jail free card.
That is correct.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
well, congratulations. And
I bet nobody made mimosas and German chocolate cake for them.
No. Not in prison. You have to do it differently.
You do have to do it differently. Just prison cake.
A lot of times people will say like, oh, this song, like it changed my life, or this song saved me.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
It is literally the case for one family when it comes to the band Metallica. Not just one specific song, the entire band. Metallica saved this family. Krista McKee and her husband and their 14-year-old daughter, Madeline, were all going to go to a Metallica show in Blacksburg, Virginia on May 7th. And the night before the show, they decided, since we're going to this big show tomorrow, we should probably get some shut-eye, you guys. Let's everybody get to bed early. Normally, they would be up hours later watching TV in the living room. Now, luckily, they were going to this Metallica show because a truck crashed through their house directly into the living room where they would have been watching TV.
That's crazy.
But thank God for Metallica, because they were all saved. They were in their bedrooms sleeping when a truck crashed through their house, and they're all okay.
I mean, I've heard of Enter Sandman, but not Enter Truck.
Enter
My God.
Truck, exactly. They didn't make the show, sadly, but Madeline...
Why not? I couldn't imagine why.
They had some insurance claims to figure out.
They couldn't wait a day? No, now, please tell me Metallica knows this and gave them things.
I hope that they do. Madeline, the 14-year-old girl, wrote the band a letter thanking them for saving their lives.
Good.
So I hope Metallica gets this.
Yes.
And they then respond with like, oh my gosh, here's tickets to a different show.
Remember we tried to send Metallica a bribe basket?
Yeah, I do.
We had the wrong address. So I'm hoping this family has figured it out.
I hope the right address. And I hope that me, you know, spreading the story helps reach Metallica's ears.
No kidding. That I cannot. First of all, to just be like, what was that noise?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when my dog barks at 2 a.m, you're like, what's going? Like, you
I
instantly.
Think I hear a creak and I wake up.
Yes, a
you
creak.
Hear a truck crash through
oh
your home.
Oh my God.
That's got to be jarring.
And all because, like, I better go to bed early because we're going to a concert.
Thank you, Metallica. You save lives. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
And ladies and gentlemen, recently arrived right here on Ellis Boulevard, Tony Milan, everybody.
Wow.
Good morning. It's
morning,
so good to be here.
Tony. Yeah. Gosh. It's
so good to have you.
It's great to have you with us.
It's good to be back.
Oh, hey.
We got
big,
a Tony
big
Milan fan out
big
there.
Big fan.
That wasn't for us. That was for you.
That was totally for Milan.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
To both of you.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah.
Oh, we're so glad that you're here because we've never been on a boathouse before. But we know that maybe that's something you have experience with, maybe something you could teach us a little bit of the lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, it's not obvious that you have not been on a boathouse before.
It's not obvious
that
we have not been.
Yeah.
That's a double negative.
Well, you're blending in seamlessly.
Oh, we are chameleons.
Thank you.
The community.
Is it because
is
I brought a captain's hat?
That's part of it. Yeah, that is actually one of the rules, that someone has to be wearing a captain's hat.
Okay, I'm glad you brought it. Then.
I don't leave home without it because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Never
you
know.
Just never know.
Never know when you're going to be on a boat.
Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Captain's hat, check.
Check. There are. Listen, I'm a student of life. You know this.
We do.
Absolutely.
And I love learning new things, and I really fell in love with the nautical lifestyle years ago, and it has its own language.
Really.
So there's some terms. That
Hold on. I'm still stuck on fell in love with nautical lifestyle. That was my really. Really?
Yeah. Claire, what was your really?
That there's terms that we need to know.
It's a whole
language. Outside of nautical.
It's a whole language.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's true. I wouldn't even know where to start. You know, I speak a lot of languages, and maritime is just one of them. So you've already discussed houseboat, boathouse.
Yes.
That's important.
We've been doing it wrong. We are on a boathouse.
I honestly thought that we were on a houseboat, but we are in a boathouse.
This is a boathouse.
No, a houseboat is if someone's living on the river.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That has thus become a houseboat.
Mm-hmm. My face is red because I told my husband he had it wrong. Turns out
Oopsie.
I had it wrong.
Don't apologize, though. He won't know.
Never apologize.
No.
That's
a rule of the water.
Oh, okay.
Never apologize.
Great.
Yes. It's like when you're parking a boat. People don't think about this.
Yeah.
You know, it's challenging, right?
But Claire doesn't know she's not allowed to drive her family's boat.
My dad doesn't let me park the boat because I'm not very good behind the pontoon wheel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But there's room for growth, right?
Yes.
There's always room for growth.
And that's how I approach parking the boat, is just with confidence and never apologize.
Oh.
So you're You're halfway there.
You know,
Claire.
I apologize all the time.
You do. We've been trying to get you out of this.
I'm constantly saying I'm sorry. I need to throw that away.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Tony Maline, are you saying park the boat figuratively, or is this also a metaphor for life?
Both.
Is it really?
It really is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're all, you know, going through the waters, right?
Yeah.
There's tides and, sorry to throw these nautical terms at you.
I think I'm following it.
Okay.
I hope we're getting it. Yeah.
Tides and the current.
Mm. Yeah.
Is just, you know, you're like, it's unpredictable. I'm not with an expert. I don't know how to read the water. Mm-hmm. Just...
Like
Moana. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yes. Like Moana.
The ocean is
the first one. The first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Only the first one.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Moana, too.
So park the boat. No apologies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come prepared with a captain's hat.
Yep.
There's just in maritime language.
Yes. Yep. I'm kind of jumping around here, but one thing that we haven't talked about is safety.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
It's important. And oftentimes misunderstood.
Okay.
The first thing you need, of course, is a life jacket.
Right.
Can't play around.
No.
Got to have a life jacket.
Yeah.
I brought my own.
Okay? You did?
I did. Yep.
So is this jacket inflatable?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is a jacket life jacket?
Yep, it is.
Where do you get a jacket life jacket?
I made it.
Get out of here. You did?
I did.
Wow. Yep. Why am I questioning him?
No question.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can show you. Okay. The second rule is to come prepared. Kind of like a scout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you need to come prepared with?
Pocket knife.
Pocket knife.
Okay.
As an option. Sure. More importantly, snacks. You guys have plenty of snacks.
We do.
Tons of snacks.
Yeah.
Because what's more dangerous than a cranky bear? Nothing. Okay. If you're hungry.
Wait, that was a trick question.
If you're hungry.
Oh, I get it. I'm the cranky bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Watch out.
Yeah. It's called a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Much like park the boat.
Yes.
I'm getting it.
You're getting it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Snacks.
Yeah.
I like alliterations. The next thing, sounds.
Okay.
Music. You have to have a playlist.
Absolutely. Okay?
That's what we're talking about after 8. We're going to do pontoons.
Good. Exactly.
Thank
okay.
you.
And someone needs to be in charge of the sounds. Okay.
Ooh.
Because it is not a democracy on the water.
It's a cheerocracy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is one captain. Okay. They are in charge of what's being played.
Is that also the tune captain and there's a boat captain?
No.
Is that the same captain?
One and the same.
One and the same
person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there is a safety captain.
Oh, well, that's
producer
Ben.
That's a separate person.
Okay. Ben, that's you.
Yep. Safety captain is in charge of making sure everybody's got life jackets, making sure everybody's being safe with their choices.
Okay. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being safe with their words.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ben, that's you.
All right. Check,
good.
And check.
Okay.
Okay.
Other things that you need that start with S.
Yeah.
Are we did snacks.
Snacks.
Sound.
We did sound.
Yeah.
We did safety. Yeah.
Safety.
And beverages.
Beverages. Are these the four S's of boating?
Yes, the four S's of boating. Okay.
I'm glad that you made
safety.
It simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sound.
Sound.
Snacks.
And
beverages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to stay hydrated.
That's
yes.
Right.
Okay.
You know what?
If you added an S to that, though, it'd be shydrated, which is odd.
Mm. That's not right.
No,
that doesn't sound right. Yeah. Beverages, I believed.
Mm-hmm.
Shydrated doesn't sound good.
Beverages mm-hmm. makes more yes. sense than shydrated.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to put these steps to the water? Our host has a boat below us in his boathouse,
mm-hmm.
and I believe is willing to take you guys out on the river and on the pontoon. I mean, you guys.
Could you guys put that into action?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We're going to ask that you be in an area that we can kind of watch it unfold in front of us.
Oh, good. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. Let's.
Great.
I'd
love to learn. This is going to be hands-on learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what we've just did, basically we just learned from seminar, from lecture.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to learn from observation.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Learning in action.
Mm-hmm. That is Tony Maline. Boy, he is just a lover of life.
Yes,
and
he is.
He just is
so knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable. And I always feel smarter when he's around.
Mm-hmm. That's another S.
See what he did? It's a secret fifth S.
There is.
I didn't know there was a secret
and
fifth
now,
S.
You're smarter.
God, I know so much more about boating now. It's the Morning Scramble live on a boathouse. It's our birthday boat on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Radio history is being made, Claire, as we are live upstairs in the patio. There they go. I can see.
We are just watching a pontoon launch.
Yes.
The pontoon that contains producer Ben and Tony Milan.
Morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
And good morning to Tony Milan.
Good morning.
What's it like there on that pleasure cruise?
It's relaxing.
Very relaxing.
We got a good click going right here.
Nice. Do you know how many knots you're currently going?
How many knots? Oh, 2.5.
Okay.
Probably. We got the Mercury Pro.
Who is the actual captain, and where are they taking you? Has that been discussed?
Terry is the captain. And we're just kind of cruising down the river right now. Not sure where we're going.
All right. That's the best cruises of the cruises of unknown origin and destination.
It's on a lot of beautiful homes, right?
Exactly.
A lot of times when you're on a boat, it's like you have no destination. You have no time. Like, time isn't an issue.
What? Who are you? Jimmy Buffett?
Right. I mean,
tell me more about Margaritaville life, Claire.
I know a little bit about pontoon life.
You do. You grew up at least on the shores of Lake Ponderosa?
Yes. Is that right? On the shores.
Yes. And occasionally on a pontoon.
A bit of a landlubber.
Yes. Okay, you gentlemen, you are out of our line of sight. Where are you now? Are you leaving the harbor, and then will you be working your way under the Cedar River?
Yeah, so we're like slowly cruising out of the harbor, I'd call it, I guess.
Is that a no-wake zone?
The Ave.
Yeah, the Ave.
They're cruising the Ave.
Wow. Oh, the Ave.
Yeah.
It is much
like
a
residential area, so we're going nice and slow.
Nice.
And then I guess we'll go out into the open river as soon as we get out of here.
Which is what you would do, right? If you're like cruising through somebody's neighborhood, you slow down. Children at play.
That's true. Right. Exactly. Some kid might be playing water soccer right now.
You don't know.
You don't want to run into water kickball.
Yeah.
You'd ruin the game. Okay. I tell you what, guys. Why don't you get positioned where Terry thinks it's the best spot on the river just to kind of capture where you're at. And then producer Ben, if you wouldn't mind, I think we'd love to ask. Terry seems to have a lot of knowledge about the area.
Be good to talk to Terry.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe in about 10 or 15 minutes, let Terry know. We'll get him a headset or make sure he's got a microphone. And we'll continue to bring more of the life of here on the Boathouse and the Ellis Boat Harbor. All coming to life right now live on your radio. It's the Morning Scramble. It's our birthday boat on Z102.9.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
I feel like we need to do it again.
Yep.
Morning Scramble roll call. Dance and Eric Hansen, here.
Claire, here.
Producer Ben, here.
Well, Tony Milan,
actually.
Present.
Yay! Where are you guys presently?
We are on a boat.
Literally on a boat.
Is that what? Are you the boat I can see directly from the boathouse I'm on?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
One of the only boats on the Cedar River at present.
Right now.
And did all four of the S's get put to test, which is safety, sound, snacks, and beverages.
We're most of them.
We're a little light on the snacks and beverages out here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are here.
Don't worry, you guys.
We doubled down on those two S's
is
here.
Eric and I are okay.
Yes, we're fine because it's our birthday. Would it be possible, producer Ben, to see if Captain Terry can maybe take Tony Milan's microphone? He seems to be kind of the expert of the harbor, and we could learn a little bit more about what it's like out here.
All right, we've got Captain Terry getting settled over here.
We'll let you
all
take
right,
the first
good morning,
question.
Everyone.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Hard-hitting
Ben.
Journalism, please, only.
What is the Cedar River Boat Club, first of all?
So the Cedar River Boat Club was developed back in the mid-50s. It's an organization that supports the river, the harbor, and community service throughout the area. It was part of the initial startup of the harbor. They actually bought the land the harbor exists in right now for a dollar, sold it to the city for a dollar.
Wow.
And that was back in mid-1950s. And then the harbor was built in 1962 with a lot of support from the boat club. The
Terry,
boat club's done a lot of different things over the year.
Our understanding of this area, I think for a lot of people in Cedar Rapids, they hear boat club and they just think fireworks.
Yep.
But you guys have things going on all year long, right?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah. So, I mean, the fireworks is obviously our big event. We've done that for 40 years. Unfortunately, this year we're not going to be there, but we'll be there next year. But it does a lot of community service. We take care of each other down here. We take care of the boathouses. We support whatever we can throughout the metro area.
Well, it is beautiful down here for sure. Now, if I said Five Seasons Ski Team, is that an affiliate of the boat club?
They're all kind of related.
No, so, I mean, each group's its own organization. The Five Seasons Ski Club has been around for, gosh, I think about 25 years. They do some great work in the community. They do their shows every Tuesday and Thursday down here at the river, usually starting around 7 o'clock. The stands are usually full. And then they do compete on a national level, and they have had some national champions. So it's really an outstanding group and organization for our city and our river area.
That's a lot of entertainment down here.
That's what I keep. I think what fascinates me is I think people think of Ellis as either the pool, the golf course, or the park.
Right.
And you kind of forget the water part of it, which is like the heart of it, Terry, right? You're kind of the heartbeat of the area.
It absolutely is. So you got there's so many things that the community can do down here. We obviously have the boat harbor with people own their boathouses, but there's walking trails, there's fishing, kayaking, boating, canoeing. You have Robbins Lake and Manhattan Lake where a lot of people do the fishing at. We do the fishery every year. So it's a great community area for people to come and spend time and have fun.
Which is exactly what's happening today.
Exactly.
Now, on a busy morning, Terry, let's say a July Saturday, how full would where you guys are at right now in the Cedar River be?
So it's an interesting dynamic lately with the price of gas and everything. We're not busy as we used to be. Back when I was a kid, Chloe's age, if you weren't water skiing by 10 o'clock in the morning, you weren't going to ski. I mean, there'd literally be 50, 60 boats down here.
Wow.
But it's growing. I think a lot of people are a little afraid of the river, and there's no need to be. It's a great place. It's a wonderful place to be.
It seems so gentle. The current just seems like it's very slow this morning. You guys are taking it really easy on a pontoon.
It is. So for the most part, it's a pretty well-maintained current flow, usually about a mile and a half, 2 miles an hour at the most. Now when the high water comes up, it does rush pretty quickly, but you know, a day like today, great day for tubing, skiing, swimming, kayaking. Oh, maybe cold.
I was gonna say, I don't spend a chilly time out by the water, so this is a great reminder of how much fun it can be.
Now producer Ben, awesome. I think you've got Captain Terry at your disposal, and we've got a little more time, so if you want to go for some laps, I don't know what the phrase is.
Pleasure cruise,
yes. That's it. In the river, and then we'll get you back here a little after 8 o'clock, and we'll get into our three-song showdown. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, Captain Terry, thanks for all that information.
Eric Clareth, thanks for the time. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, make room
Thank
on the
so
boat,
much.
Though. We plan to join you after 9 o'clock, okay?
For sure.
Yep, and we're going to let Claire drive because I'm
Woo!
A dad that
my
lets anybody drive
here.
My boat.
All right, we'll let them fire the motors back up on.
Sorry about your boat in advance, Captain Terry.
Yeah, maybe Captain Terry wants to take that back. I can't. It's already out there, Captain Terry. It's already out in the universe. This is the Morning Scramble. This is what it sounds like when you're live on a birthday boat on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble's three-song showdown on Z102.9.
Okay, let's hear the selections.
To Producer Ben, how was your boat experience, by the way?
It was a great time. What a way to start the morning.
No kidding. The wind in your hair.
Your cheeks look redder than before.
Do they?
Yeah. A little windswept.
I don't know if it's wind or if it's just like joy.
I think it
is
also
you gets the joy.
Your happy blood has come to your face.
I never get an opportunity to go cruising on a boat like that. So.
Oh, that's your first time on a pontoon, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been on a cruise ship. And he's been on whatever the boat is, the Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder.
It's one of those that gets you from the cruise ship.
He's been on Tinder.
To the Jamaican port where they sell you stuff, but he's never been on a pontoon before. So that's, I'm glad we were here to share that moment.
Me too. You know what? I feel closer now.
Now, we were asking Tony Milan, remember there are four S's, guys, when it comes to boat life.
Starts with snacks.
Snacks, beverages.
Snacks.
Starts with safety.
It ends with safety. I believe safety was number three.
Well, for sure, and there was songs. And I don't believe you guys had a playlist going while you were out on the water, but that has been our challenge this morning for a three-song showdown. Producer Ben, are you ready to walk us through your pontoons?
I am ready.
Okay. We're going to fire this up, and this is what Ben believes to be the three best songs when you are on a boat. Ben's list for pontoons, three-song showdown. Here we go. Song number three, Move Along.
By All American Rejects.
Ooh.
Train Drops of Jupiter.
Good stuff.
That's a great song. I love singing along with this song.
It's fun.
Yeah. Sugar Ray is your number one?
Every morning, Sugar
Every
Ray.
Every morning.
Where did this list come from?
Well, to be fair, I've never just been cruising on a boat listening to music, but I just tried to visualize
if I was out there
relaxing on the Cedar River. What would I be listening to?
Interesting.
And those all just sounded like great songs.
Those were the songs that jumped out at you.
Yes.
And said, pick me, Ben.
They raised their little song hands, and you called on all three of them.
Wow.
Prior to us asking for this list, would Sugar Ray have even popped in your head? I wouldn't peg you for a Sugar Ray guy.
It's on my playlist.
Is it?
Really? What's the playlist called?
Surprise. It's called Surprise.
It's called like Ben 2024 or something.
Oh, you haven't made a new one for this year yet. This is last year's list. I got it. Okay. All right. Those are Ben's three songs. Will our lists, Claire, be better or worse? That's the question.
Well, and it's subjective. That's why we're playing this three-song showdown to see which one do you think is the best.
Yes. We all believe we have the best list of songs, but it comes down to your votes, and you can cast those right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. So we've got All American Rejects, Into Train, Into Sugar Ray for producer Ben. Claire, Dance, and Eric Hansen, our list still to come. Three-song showdown, part of our birthday boat celebration on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Ben's list, which is up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, number three, All American Rejects, Move Along. Number two, Train Drops of Jupiter, which was a surprise. Then you double surprised with Sugar Ray Every Morning.
I didn't see that coming, producer Ben.
I did not either. But great list.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
I'm glad that you had that mixtape from Ben 2024 to inspire you.
I figured there'd be nothing better to listen to while out cruising on a boat than some of my like favorite songs from a playlist I just have on my phone.
That's great.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought it was a cassette.
It was on a cassette, and then he put it on his phone.
Ah, yeah. Now I get it. Okay.
Because he doesn't have a cassette player everywhere he goes, but his phone.
Right.
You try ripping that out of his hand. It's not going anywhere.
No.
Okay, Claire, are you ready for your pontoons?
I am, and I've given this much thought because these are pontoons, right? These are tunes that you're kind of laid back on a body of water, kind of puttering around. This is a kind of a vibe that I've created.
Okay, we've got them in order, 3-2-1. We'll kind of let a second play, then you can let us know what it is, and we'll move to each song in a row. Okay, so Claire's three-song showdown, starting with song number three. That sounds Weezer-y.
Island in the Sun by Weezer.
Saw those guys in concert in Chicago. They were great.
Just kind of a good vibe.
Yes.
Then I went with Rude by Magic. I think it kind of has a tropical sound to it.
It does. A little steel drum.
And then I had to end with my personal favorite, No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem, Kenny Chesney.
Is that what you have above your sink in your kitchen? Most people have Live, Laugh, Love.
Live, Laugh, Love. I go No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem.
All right.
It's a different kind of lifestyle.
I'm usually the shirtless guy around my house.
Yeah.
But when you're on a pontoon,
if it's Kenny Chesney, absolutely shirtless.
Got it.
Yeah. No rules. No shirts.
That's salt life right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How you feel about your list?
Boat life. I feel really good about it. I feel like it's a solid list.
Yeah.
It's not getting a whole lot of love on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
What do you think's dragging you down?
We're asking you to vote. A lot of people
are docking all of us for not including Little Big Town's Pontoon, which I know seems like the obvious choice because it says pontoon.
Almost put that on my list.
I wasn't going to do it because I thought it was too on the nose.
Well, I tell you what, my number two song was almost going to be Pontoon, but we'll figure out what it was because we're going to go my list. Here we go. Starting number three, you got to start with a Sheryl Crow.
You
soak up the sun. You have to. It's written in the maritime law.
That's one of the rules.
Yes. Also, that song, more popular than All I Want to Do. We know this one. That's Toes, right?
Yeah.
And then Zac Brown Band. And then ending Lonely Island, I'm on a boat. How appropriate.
Very appropriate.
A nautical theme, Pashmina Afghan, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I know those lyrics. I couldn't. Most of them are dirty, so I couldn't play. You notice you didn't get a lot of that song.
You got just a little bit of the song.
Just got a little bit of that. Okay, so one more time. Ben, All American Rejects, Train, and Sugar Ray. Claire, you've got Weezer, Magic, and Kenny Chesney. And I'm coming with Sheryl Crow, Zac Brown Band, instead of Little Big Town, and The Lonely Island. That's pontoons right there.
Those are our pontoons. It's a three-song showdown. Whose list do you agree with the most? You have to pick one of our lists. You can't create your own. Vote whose list you love the most on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Z102.9, when we say on location, we are on a boat.
Wow.
Live on the Cedar River
right now. This is incredible.
Yeah. This is a birthday treat to both you and me. Your birthday was on Sunday, Claire. My birthday.
Sorry,
today.
Fish.
I think, did we just scare the fish?
We might have scared some fish, but you know what? That's the beauty of being on
the
Cedar River.
Do you see the baby ducks right there? Baby ducks on the river.
Incredible.
Yes.
Incredible. There's so many sights. We saw an eagle in a tree. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
I did not get a chance to give you your birthday because you were gone, but my understanding is that you don't get a lot of love when you take the family boat out because it's your parents' boat, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And apparently your sisters are allowed more time behind the wheel than you.
My sister Jackie is a much more seasoned boat driver. I prefer to just let her do it. But sometimes, you know, I need to practice. I'm just not very good.
Well, you know what? Here's a captain's hat.
Okay.
Captain Terry will relinquish controls to you.
Did you talk to him about this?
Yes.
So should I just walk up to him and say, I am the captain now?
I don't know if you need to demand it. Maybe go up and ask him what to do next.
Okay.
But if you would like to untether and work your way over, Producer Ben can follow you with a microphone so we can capture now live what it's like for Claire to be running the pontoon boat live right now on the Cedar River. All right, take position behind the wheel.
Okay, everything's fine. Yep. Oh, and I'm apparently, you have to have your hand on the shifter thingy.
I think it's the throttle. Right.
Whatever.
Get it, Claire!
Okay!
Go back!
Get it, Claire!
I don't think I can hit it!
Do it again!
Okay, I lost my hat. That's okay.
That's fine. It was promotional. I've got five more. We're fine.
Thank goodness.
You're welcome.
Your hat's long
that
gone.
That cost me $1 at the dollar
store.
Well, now
it's officially a river captain's hat because it's in the river.
Claire, you're driving straight towards Quaker Oats.
Okay, we're going to take Quaker Oats by storm.
Let's get them.
The captain will never see us coming.
This is an awesome vantage point. Watch out, Captain Crunch. We're
gonna
coming
take
for you.
Over, Captain Crunch. Look out.
You need to go up to Captain Crunch. Tell him you are the captain now. Are you having fun or are you scared?
I'm 110% terrified.
Terry's there. He'll help you, Captain Terry. You're doing great.
I might have to relinquish controls once we get to Quaker Oats.
I don't see any exit. Where do we...
Am I qualified to be this close to Quaker Oats?
Yes.
Yes, you're fine. You know what? I've never been at this point on the Cedar River. I've driven by it many a times.
No.
This is awesome. Absolutely awesome.
This is incredible. We're very close. I mean, my goodness, I can see Maze Island from here.
Now, are you going underneath that railroad
trestle? I don't know where I'm going, Eric. Why would you ask me where I'm going?
Because you're captaining the ship, Claire.
Oh, no. I just realized I'm driving.
You're in charge of our destiny.
All right, Claire, it's time to turn.
Okay, we're turning,
Claire. Left turn.
We're left.
What? Captain Terry, I'm going to let you tell me what to do.
There you go.
Are we going starboard?
I don't know if it wants to turn that much, Captain.
Oh,
okay, we're really cranking it.
This thing turns on a dime.
We're
My
really,
God.
Really cranking it.
Woo!
We're going.
fantastic. All right, now we're going the other
this
because
is great.
That's the dam you don't go over. Actually, don't go any dam. That's bad.
Okay.
All right, that was a clean turn.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
I practiced.
All right, it feels like you've opened it up a little bit more. Are we going faster?
Speed is where I'm at my best.
Yeah? How fast are we going?
Couple of, like, 20 knots.
20 knots.
Too fast to have a hat on. That's
you know how fast we're going? You're straightening my beard. It's beard straightening weather. Wind.
Woo! I feel like a cartoon character where my eyeballs are flapping. Like my eyelids can't stay on my eyeballs anymore.
I would loan you my sunglasses, but you already lost my hat, so I'm not giving you any more of my items. Do you need another sweatshirt? Are you cold?
No, I'm great. We are cruising. This is how you cruise the Cedar River.
This is totally a cruise to the river. Yeah. You know what we're missing? Snacks and beverages.
Oh, I forgot my beverage.
If only we had some snacks and some beverages. Cap,
we broke
on his
the
coffee,
rules.
Though. That's good.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, this will take another item off of our vision board. Although, I think we're out here the hour. I don't want to go in yet. You okay just hanging out?
Oh, no, no. We can keep making loops. I know how to make left-hand turns. That's the only kind of turn I know how to do.
Step one, NASCAR. Yeah, NASCAR, Cedar River, it's all the same.
It's all the same thing. I'm ready for either.
It is the Morning Scramble live, officially on a pontoon.
We're on a
this
boat.
This is our birthday boat on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
What a day on the water for the Morning Scramble. My goodness, we've got Dancing Eric Hansen behind the wheel of the pontoon as we speak.
This is exciting, Claire.
This is exciting.
So much fun. I am enjoying, I believe we're traveling upstream. Boy, if only I had Tony Milan to explain to me all of these other nautical terms.
I wish.
But I'm following the number three rule, which is safety.
Safety first.
I am enjoying actually the ambient sounds of just the water. That was number two of our S's. Though I'm very, 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 very hungry right now.
Well, we did break the first S.
Yeah, we're breaking the first S of the four S's of boating. We didn't bring snacks.
Well,
we
we'll
forgot snacks.
We'll have to go back to land then.
That's good. You know what? I'm not doing that. I'm going to give this back to Captain Terry. Terry will be in charge of getting us back to the houseboat.
That's for the best. I mean,
boat house for the last. You know what he's going to do? He's going to throw me over because I got it wrong. The last thing I said was the wrong thing.
We had a fantastic boat broadcast and boat house broadcast.
Yes, boat house broadcast.
For our birthday boat.
Yes. You're right in the hero zone. It's going straight
in my mouth, no matter what I do.
All right, are we ready to take her on home?
But I think that was a successful morning. Yeah, let's take
her
home.
Okay, you're driving, so I'm driving the boat. You're driving the radio station.
Okay, I'm going to drive the radio station. Give it a crank, Eric.
Here I go.
Woo!
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.